This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
As I travel this great land and I do radio shows and events and things like this, I will give you this ray of hope. People love Donald Trump. They love what he symbolizes. Trump represents them, and they feel that. They know that. A guy, I think I told you guys, I was on a radio show, and he asked me something along the lines of, what can you name that Trump has done that would make you believe him in terms of his love of America? And I thought to myself, I can't even believe you're asking that question. Look at all that the Biden family has done to hurt us. In bed with the Russians, in bed with the Chinese, the Ukrainians, etc. Creating wars for the sake of war. The military-industrial complex. Exiting Afghanistan and embarrassing America. I could go on. And I'm shocked. I'm literally shocked that I'm having to explain to people that you don't get rid of someone with Trump's credentials and expect that you're going to change that with somebody who either, one, doesn't have the fight within him, or two, is a flat-out rhino. I don't know where this is going to end up for DeSantis. I really don't. My buddy bet me. He says, I'll bet you money that Trump is not the nominee. I think he's wrong. And I know there are going to be people second-guessing because now we get new news of a new indictment over classified documents. Pence had documents. Biden had documents. But who do they prosecute? Who do they go after? Trump. And they call it a conspiracy. What could he be conspiring on? It's a conspiracy. And you know what it's going to do? It's going to dominate the media cycle. That's what they want it to do. Why do they want it to dominate the media cycle? Could it be that it's because of all the dirt that we have now uncovered about Hunter Biden, about the Biden family, about the Democratic Party, about the FBI, about the DOJ, about every element of government that is no longer, it doesn't care about citizens of America? So what do you think is going to happen? They want to keep Trump in the news. And you know what they think? They think it's going to get people to go, oh my gosh, man, he's always embroiled in something. And as Trump said, and I wish I should just keep this clip handy, because he says, what do you expect me to do? I wouldn't be here if I weren't a fighter. And I agree. So what do we have? We have an innocent man, 100% innocent. And I think with the message that the left is trying to put onto you, if they can attack an innocent billionaire former president, what can they do to you? Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And when I'm thinking about this subject, I was thinking this. It's no wonder why companies go woke. You hear go woke, go broke. We've answered our own question. The reason why companies go woke is they watch the way the justice system works. They watch what's happening in this country, and they say to themselves, if we play it straight, pardon the pun, but if we play it by the book, what do we get? We get nothing. But if we pretend that we're going along with the game, well, everybody wins. Well, except the taxpayers, except the greater good, except little kids. You wonder why colleges and universities thrive in a leftist environment? I give you this persecution of Trump. No leftist is going to ever go against the grain unless we start winning. Guys, you can think what you want. React any way you want. You're very bright people. I know this. I know many of you. But if you don't see, to me, it's as clear of a strategy as you can imagine. I was having a conversation with our PR team, and they were talking about, you know, Pence entering the race, and I went, who cares? Nobody cares about Pence. Nobody cares about Christie. Nobody cares about Nikki Haley, Asa Hutchinson. All they want is a numbers game. I said, look, add them up. Add up the next three people that enter. They're going to let you know. Add them up. And you know what you'll get? 1-2% of the vote. Not even worth discussing. Not even worth the media coverage. But they're going to discuss it. And I'm going to tell you, I'm predicting this is going to happen. You're going to see the shift. And the shift will be very simple. The shift will be, it'll go from who it is, the quality of the candidates, to the quantity of the candidates. That's what you're going to see. The quantity. Now, I've said it before, but I'm going to say it again. For them, it's a numbers game. Look at how many people do not like Donald Trump. Just look. Just look. It doesn't matter that Trump will still be well into the 60s. And here's the difference between then and now. And I'm going to give you strategy part two. Trump needs to make sure that he is not too high in the polls. I would rather he be at 51% and it counts up 52, 53, 57, 58, 66, whatever. Then he starts at 79 and they start to erode him one percentage point at a time, because that's what they want to do. That's the way this works. Watch him erode. They're going to take a poll after everything that they do to target him in hopes that it erodes. It'll get smaller and smaller. And as it gets smaller and smaller, in terms of, you know, he shrinks a little small, you know, it's incrementally. Let's say he started at 70% and he ends up at 52. Even though he would still have a majority, I promise you, they will never let up. And God forbid the man drop into the 40s. That's why they want the numbers. They want to find people who can draw a number and pull that number away from Trump. So what? They're going to pull some from DeSantis as well, or from whomever. That doesn't matter. Short break, folks. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
But you admit all you have right now is a circumstantial case.
Actually, no, Chuck. I can tell you that the case is more than that, and I can't go into the particulars, but there is more than circumstantial evidence now. So, again, I think...
So you have seen direct evidence of collusion?
I don't want to go into specifics, but I will say that there is evidence that is not circumstantial and is very much worthy of investigation. So,
there has been a report from CNN that Wednesday night that the FBI was looking into collusion with the Russians in the Trump campaign in terms of spreading information about Hillary Clinton's campaign. Do you have any information to back that up?
I'm not sure that I can comment on that. I can say that I think that the investigation that the director talked about at our Monday hearing is justified. I think there is a sufficient basis for that investigation, not only to have been initiated, but for it to continue at this point. And I don't have a concern with other members characterizing the evidence as they have, and many of them have said they think there's no evidence of collusion. My disagreement with those members is I don't think that's accurate, and I feel an obligation to say so. So they can call it a fishing expedition. They can call it a witch hunt. It's all an aligned message with the White House. But nonetheless, real evidence is coming forward that just can't be ignored.
So we do know a lot more. I think the claims that there was no evidence of collusion have long since fallen away. The question now is, what is the quantum of proof here?
Christopher Steele may have found out, even before our own intelligence agencies, that the Russians were in fact aiming to help Donald Trump in the election. That has now been borne out by ample evidence.
I think you see the most palpable evidence of a collusion in terms of violating the Logan Act.
Look, I don't think you can seriously argue that the Russians weren't trying to help Trump and hurt Clinton, as well as sow discord in the United States. The evidence is quite overwhelming on this. It was the early conclusion of the intelligence community, but that's only been furthered by all of the evidence we've seen in our investigation. And
put out a statement and a report basically saying that they found no evidence of collusion between the Trump team and the Russian government. Have Democrats found any evidence of collusion?
Yes, we have.
Can you agree that there has been no evidence of collusion, coordination, or conspiracy that has been presented thus far between the Trump campaign and Russia?
No, I don't agree with that at all. I think there's plenty of evidence of collusion or conspiracy in plain sight.
That it is very possible that the best evidence is yet to come. But look, you can see evidence in plain sight on the issue of collusion. George, there's ample evidence of collusion of the campaign and its...
The Senate Intel Chairman also said, at this point, no evidence of collusion at this point. Have you seen, do you have direct evidence of collusion with Russia?
Well, I think there is direct evidence. Well, there's abundant evidence of collusion, but as I've said along, there's plenty of evidence of collusion, and you've said on this show and others that there is direct evidence of collusion. Were you wrong about that now that you've seen the summary of the Tesla Council's report?
No, because we were saying no collusion.
Well, what's your evidence?
They're just wrong.
You've been saying that on TV for years.
Well, I will tell you, and I've also been saying, as you know, that the evidence is in plain sight.
Regardless, the report is now here. It has dropped.
That clip is from 2017 is when it begins, and it goes years. And if you see it, you can see him telling you the date that Schiff said one thing after another. That was Adam Schiff, the biggest liar on the planet. As I mentioned, you should never let a Democrat have a position of power. That guy is a liar, and he's a proven liar. He never produced one single bit of evidence that he described, and now we know with not 99% certainty, 100% certainty, that everything he said was a bald-faced lie. And he came out day after day, every single day, talking about Russian collusion, Trump did this, Trump did, and it was nothing but lies, a pack of lies. And these are the guys, and I told you, they're the guy, they're your neighbor, who your plant grows a little bit too far over their line, and they want to destroy you. They want to burn your house down with your children and pets in it. That's what Adam Schiff is. You've seen movies about him. They have a show out, I think it's called Bad Neighbors or whatever, and it's like America's greatest or worst criminals. But it's one of those types of shows. They just show neighbor after bad neighbor after bad neighbor. And let me tell you, sometimes these neighbors end up killing each other. Schiff's that guy. Schiff and the Democrats are the bad neighbor who are never going to let you live anything down. You will never rest as long as they live in that neighborhood. And this is why I tell you, if you think you're going to make a bargain with them, or you're going to, that's like telling a serial killer, Hannibal Lecter, stop doing what you're doing. They're crazy. They will not stop. They're like a Terminator. I'm glad you guys are here. And I hope you hear from some sanity, because I'm going to give you sanity. I'm not sugarcoating anything today. Here's this a news story. You remember Schiff, right? Strzok says September 2016, the CIA referral memo that was addressed to the then Deputy Assistant Director Peter Strzok and his boss, fired former director, FBI Director James Comey, never saw the light of day. A withholding of a key piece of information that could have altered history and averted the current downward spiral of the nation into the abyss of authoritarian despotism driven by a corrupt kakistocracy and an unrestrained deep state. Here's how it reads. The CIA sent a memo to Peter Strzok saying it had intel that Clinton was trying to frame Trump for Russian ties. Strzok concealed it from the team tasked with investigating Russia. When one agent found out, he felt so betrayed, he stormed out. This is what a person named Rozoziak wrote in a Twitter thread. He had reported on this former FBI agent, the dirty crook, Peter Strzok's other actions before. What this is, folks, is a validation of everything we've known. These were partisan hacks who weren't concerned at all about the truth, and they propagated a lie. We're going to let them get away with it? They intentionally tried to rig the election against Donald Trump for Hillary Clinton. Barack Obama claims it was a peaceful transition of power, but he was aware of it. I had no scandals during my administration. Yeah, that's if you're an idiot and you keep blinders on, you can believe that. But Mr. I had no scandals was knee-deep in everything that we're talking about here. He knew it cold. By the way, we're about to propose a piece for you guys to consider, because people keep telling me, Kevin, Joe Biden's is the third administration of Obama. And I say, no, it's not. It's the third administration of Joe Biden. I don't think Barack Obama was in charge ever. I think it's kind of an interesting thing to think about. Think about it opposite. Don't think about it the way you've been taught to think about it. Who was really running that thing? We said, oh, Joe Biden wasn't around. Think about gay marriage and how many times Biden changed Obama's mind.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. We're learning details of some of the charges that former President Trump faces as the indictment has been unsealed. Among them, conspiracy, withholding material, concealing material, making false statements, and showing classified documents to people who were not authorized to see them. Also, Trump's former personal assistant, Walt Nauta, has been indicted. Nauta allegedly helped move boxes of documents around various locations at Mar-a-Lago. It is starting to get a bit better in the Northeast, as much of the smoke from Canada's wildfires is starting to dissipate. Still, air quality alerts remain up through much of the region. The public library in a suburb of Portland, Oregon, is closing for a day because of threats over a planned drag story time. Instead of just canceling the event, the library in Tigard, Oregon, will not open at all on Sunday out of an abundance of caution. Police say they are investigating the threats. Rich Johnson, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats are doing everything in the world to cover up what's going on with the Bidens. Holy cow, man. I don't know that I've ever seen anything like this. And I made the prediction, and I was wrong. I said they can't get behind Biden the way they got behind Obama because Obama was cool. You know, he was black, he was cool, and they had that whole vibe going. I said, at some point, they got to abandon Joe Biden, but I will tell you, they have really stuck to this dude like a hair on a biscuit. And you got to wonder, well, I mean, it is going to break, trust me. I've already said it, and I might have been wrong in terms of the level of protection they would give Biden, but ultimately, they will dump him. They're not dumping Obama. He's good. But Biden, they can dump. They got a lot of reasons to dump him. He's old. If you dump Obama, he's in his 50s. You know, he's in his 60s, but at the time he was in his 50s, and they were like, he's too young. We can't put him in prison. We can't. We would have to live with the legacy of him far too long. With Biden, he's gone. But Joe Biden, I mean, look, I'm not God, but Joe Biden will not be cognizant. He will not be sentient in 2 years. He won't know where he is in 2 years. I'm telling you right now, he won't. So, you know, unless you want a junkie that just, I mean, they can't put him in. He's done. And I don't know, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychologist, a psychiatrist, but I have a lot of common sense. I'm better than an expert. I use common sense. And I'm looking at this guy and the flubs that he makes on stupid stuff. And you just say to yourself, he's out of it. He's too far gone.
Muslim culture is woven throughout the American culture, music, film, literature, fashion, and the arts. And the cheer for Muslim, we cheer for Muslim athletes like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, Joe, that guy. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.
So, the White House is covering up, and you know what they did?
They wouldn't let the New York Post into one of their pressers. Plenty of seats last week, wouldn't let them in. I don't blame them. The New York Post is actually reporting on the Bidens. They are actually doing the job of the press. And I told you guys, it is now my favorite periodical. I go to the New York Post every single day, practically no matter what. They deserve my clicks. They deserve my rewards. And I stay on their pages. I don't know if you guys really realize what's going on here. And I say it all the time. I'll be honest with you. I don't know to what degree you take me seriously on this, but your clicks are important. where you put, if you click on a Mediaite article or you click on a HuffPo or you know, some leftist article, you're feeding the beast. They want you. They get that headline, Donald Trump going to prison. Oh, they've gotten, they want you to click on it. Don't click on it. Look at the headline, do an alternate search, then go to Breitbart or go to the Daily Caller. We're reporting on it too, but we're reporting on it from our perspective. I just went through headlines. These people will give you stuff that you just go, what are you talking about? I mean, I'm going to talk about Donald Trump and his CNN town hall because I'm telling you, it's blowing people's minds over at the left. They are so upset that CNN let Donald Trump go on there and spew truth. Truth. They're mad. Donald Trump gave his version of the truth. It's not an the election wasn't stolen, Mr. President. Oh, yeah, it was. Yes, it was. It was stolen. And I will tell you this. I will tell you. I'm getting better. Well, you can believe what you want to believe, but it was stolen. So Donald Trump has gone there. And I'm going to get that voice down, I'm telling you. My wife has challenged me because she let me listen to Jamie Foxx do it, and he was spot on. I'm not kidding, he was spot on. And when I'm practicing, I can do it. When I'm doing it for real, it needs work. But anyway, the point is, he went on there, and he told his truth, and they're mad. And we're going to talk about it. But I'm going to tell you, I'm not clicking on their articles. I'm clicking on other people talking about it because I'm not going to feed the beast. And you're important. Your clicks are important. I love getting the checks that you guys send us. I do. Because that helps. But the clicks are important. If 100,000 people download this radio show every day, this radio show makes $1 million. 100,000 people downloading this show, listening to it, and we make $1 million. Now you say, Kevin, what you going to do with that money, black man? None of your business. No, seriously, I would pay my staff appropriately. How about that? How about we would then go work with other people to spread their voices? Now, unlike some of these people that are hoarding their money and making all this money and buying multi-million dollar homes, I'm just ordinary Joe, you know, with a 2013-2014 cars that I take good care of and, you know, living modestly, and that's it. It isn't like I'm sitting over, let me put it another way. If I want to get rich, I can get rich. Don't even test me. Don't you test me, conservative movement. See me over at CNN, you know, high-fiving with Van Jones, y'all. Don't you try me. Shoot. So anyway, going back to this stuff, they banned the post because the White House is so afraid. They're afraid of the truth coming out. CIA's involvement in our election. Hiding data. You know, one of these days, I think we might just think about it, guys. Let's just do a show that shows how the dots connect. Now, we've done a little bit of it because I get bored with this stuff. I don't know. I want to know what you want to hear about, by the way. And you can contact us, 844-551-8255 or the Kevin Jackson Network. But sometimes you got to reflect back and go, look, let me show you what was going on here, how this all started, ... and connect them, and you go, oh, I do remember, but Kevin, I forgot how much they did it. I forgot how they, you know, what they did. Well, we can't forget it. We got to remind them over and over and over. The 51 security officers, intel officers, that, oh, the laptop is bogus. It's Russian misinformation. You're a liar. And the CIA director working on this story, getting people involved. And we're asking, I mean, why aren't people in prison? That's what everybody keeps asking me. Kevin, why are people going, when are they going to go to prison? You looking at me for answers? I'm looking for answers too. I want to know, but here's what I will tell you. I'm never going to stop talking about it. I can't, the mass media is, Kevin, they're not covering it. So what? We are. We're covering it. We are every single day covering what these clowns do. I mentioned
Donald Trump on CNN, right? The fallout continues. Here was one report. CNN's Oliver Arce, I think his name is Darcy, reportedly scolded over emotional Trump town hall coverage. And here's what it read. CNN media reporter Oliver Darcy was reportedly scolded by boss Chris Light, the chairman and CEO of the network, over his critical coverage of the network's Trump town hall. Puck's Dylan Byers reported Friday that Light summoned Darcy and his editor to a meeting with himself and top executives in which they told him that his coverage of the Trump town hall had been too emotional and stressed the importance of remaining dispassionate. Now, I love this story because it's Chris Light saying, we are not going, I'm not going to tolerate you covering things from your own perspective. You're going to go back to reporting the news. Far too much of this other stuff. And for those who say, well, Kevin, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not the news. You don't come here for news. If you come here for news, you're a day late and a dollar short. The news has happened. You know what you come here for? You come here for commentary. And if we're really being truthful, you come here for validation. You come here to make sure that you're not the only one who believes that way. And you know why you want to hear it from me? Because you know I'm not going to lie to you. You know I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you that you're fat. Forget wearing black or stripes up vertical. It doesn't matter. You're fat. Either you like it, which is okay. I don't care if you're fat. You like it? Enjoy it. But if you're telling me, Kevin, I'm fat and I want to lose weight, then lose weight. Stop trying to cover it up with stripes and black. Just go do it. That's what you come here for, is brutal truth. Because it's not a game. It's not something that do you take your children, your grandchildren lightly? Do you take your legacy lightly? I don't think you do. I think you really care what you leave behind. That's the only reason why you should be doing this, because you have better things to do. I promise you. You're doing it because you don't want to leave this legacy. You want to know, you want to believe, even though you're going to be dead, you still want to believe that you meant something, that your time and your place on earth at this time meant something. It wasn't a waste. And trust me, it is not.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Struggling with credit card debt, high interest rates? There is a solution. Credit Guard of America is a nonprofit licensed and bonded company with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Credit Guard has helped people nationwide get out of debt for over 32 years. They will reduce your interest by up to 50%. Stop collection calls and roll everything into one low monthly payment. This is not a loan, and you do need at least $5,000 or more in credit debt to qualify. Call Credit Guard now at 800-208-9833 for a free, no-obligation consultation. That's right, call 800-208-9833 now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
He is a phenomenal salesman. He's not a great salesman. He's probably the best salesman I've ever been in the company of. And I spent a lot of time with Donald because he's 5 years older than me, I think 4 years, and he was raising his company right at parallel with me raising mine. And so I did a lot of work with Donald, and I can tell you he is the best salesman I've ever met in my life. I watched him walk into a situation, for example, selling the Plaza Hotel to the Chinese out of Hong Kong, it was in Taiwan, group of Asians, wealthiest families in Hong Kong, and they were there because they were interested in the Plaza Hotel, and I was the broker, or my brokers, we were all at the table, we were like really hungry to make this deal, and I watched him totally not pitch the Plaza Hotel, bury it, and talk about the land masses on the Hudson River and the buildings that would be there. They were not the least bit interested. They just wanted to buy the Plaza Hotel. Like a customer, I want to buy it, and Donald was near bankruptcy, really needed the money to bail out. And I watched him. I thought he was so off. He wasn't. They bought the land and built all those towers on the West River as we know it today. You know, all those Trump towers along the river. That was the deal. How did he do that? I'll tell you what his masterful mind does. He is a genius at picking out the vulnerability of someone's personality. He can smell it, sense it, and trust it.
That was Barbara Corcoran, who is on Shark Tank. Very accomplished woman, and she's giving her take on Donald Trump. And what's interesting about that particular thing, and we got a lot to talk about in this particular segment, but I do want to tell you what interests me most about it, is her thing of they came there with a purpose. This is what they thought they wanted, and Trump set a vision, and they went for it. And when you think about what he did at CNN, he came there. He set a vision. It's what CNN thinks they want from Trump. Here's what we're going to get. We've got our girl up there, Caitlin Collins, and she will get this out of it. And Trump's like, no, I will set a different vision for you. You will listen to me. And you don't know what you don't even know what you're talking about. So Trump is going to town on, no, you don't know. I'm going to show your viewers what they've been missing. And they tuned in to amazing numbers. Now you're saying, Kevin, we've already talked about this. We have, but not in the context of what I want to talk about it today. Okay? Pay attention. You're in class. I'm the professor. And yes, you can leave. You paid your tuition. We don't care whether you're here or you're not here. Some of you haven't paid your tuition, but we're still leaving you in college. Excuse me. Anyway, what I want to talk about is how Trump reshapes an argument, and you're going, that doesn't make sense to me. But in its own way, it's genius. I will tell you, I'm going to make a comparison, and it's not going to make a lot of people happy, but Melissa and I are watching Narcos, and it's about Pablo Escobar. And this man is making decisions for his cartel, the Medellin cartel, and you sit there and you go, "That I wouldn't do that. That's not the right move." And sure enough, it turns out the president of Colombia goes, okay, well, we must negotiate with him because he blew up 15 orphanages or something, right? And you're going, I would never do that. This is what you got to understand is when you're not in the mindset of somebody that is looking at the bigger picture, you don't get it. And this goes back to what I talked about earlier. You don't know what you don't know. There's a reason why people hire CEOs. Everybody thinks, I can be a leader. No, you can't. You can't run a company. You may think you can. There are tough decisions that have to be made. Who gets hired? Who gets fired? What's going to be the direction? Where are we going technologically, etc.? Everybody ain't able, as my grandfather would say. He would say, everybody ain't able, Kev. Everybody ain't able. Because you don't know. It takes a lot of vision. It takes you have to be so well rounded, and where you're not rounded, you got to surround yourself with the right people. And people can't do this. It's not easy. And when you do it on the Peter principle, you screw it up. You want case in point, Joe Biden. Holy cow! Can we show you a worse record of performance? But here's what's going on right now with CNN. CNN, people in the left want you to believe that Donald Trump's performance on CNN backfired. It was horrible. How could it? People are laughing. I mean, whatever. There's all kinds of titles on it. And I gave you a headline earlier where And this was a good one, but they talked about Chris Light, the president and CEO of CNN, is going to his people that were all passionate about, we never should have had Trump. And, of course, you got AOC going, how dare you, all the leftists, how dare you give him an audience? They don't even want us to have an audience. And Chris Light, the president, in his defense, is saying, look, we're making wholesale changes. We're going to be bringing these people over because there's a big segment of our audience that, one, wants to see the other side, and two, very often agrees with them. I've asked you many times, show me where the left is making any progress, and I'll shut up. Black on black crime, crime in general, education, prison reform, justice reform. Show me where they've made marked improvement where you go, man, it is a direct result of their policies. Universal basic income, reparations, are those the panaceas that's going to solve all of our problems in this country? I don't think so. But these people want you to believe you're the problem. Don't let Trump over here. Don't let Kevin Jack. I told Don Lemon, I said, Don Lemon, you need to have me on your show. So I said this to his producer. Kevin, we're going a different way. I go, I know the way you're going. I've already told. The reason why I'm sending you this note is I see where Don is headed. And I'm trying to head it off. Well, we're just going to do our thing. Okay, go. You know where he is? He's gone. Now, what cracks me up is that Elon Musk is going, well, come over here, Don. We'll give you a show. We got a much bigger audience. And I sent Elon Musk a tweet. Not that he read it. But I tweeted, hey, Elon, why are you going to give a hack an audience when you've got people who have been disenfranchised off of this site, like myself, who should have that audience? Why don't you give me a show on Twitter? Let's see how that goes. It's insanity that he's talking about giving a bigger outlet to Don Lemon. And not that it would be successful. It wouldn't. Don Lemon is a failure. You want to know why? Simple. Don Lemon doesn't have enough intelligence to fill a thimble. He's a product of just talking points. If producers aren't whispering it in his ear, and if he doesn't think that it's going to make him the belle of the ball, he's done. He's a diva. And all he wants is adulation and accolades. See, I don't care. I don't mean to sound harsh, because you guys that are my friends that I've known for years, you know I absolutely love and adore you. I do, but I don't care what you think about me. Andy was my regional manager, not Dr. Andy, but Andy in Dallas was my regional manager. Andy was a sharp guy. He was a fun guy to work with, and he watched my personality. Andy can tell you, I haven't changed a bit. We've known each other 3 decades. I haven't changed a bit. And what he'll also tell you, well, maybe not totally. Well, Andy and I met, what, 1989? So, yeah, we're going, so let's just say 90. So we've known each other a long time. But he knows I haven't changed, and I'm not going to. And I don't care whether you like it or not. And it isn't me being cocky. It's that I'm confident in who I am. And those who say, well, Kevin, you think you're something, I'm gone. Really? Okay, you don't even have to send me a note. Just go. You know how to pride myself on? I have dozens of true friends. I'm not talking about rainy day friends. I'm talking Dale and Lori, Brad, the Andes of the world, and a bunch of others. I'm talking about people that will bail me out of jail or come fight with me. Willie, Kirby, Mark, many others. I can name them, and they're right, literally at the tip of my fingers. I don't know their phone numbers by heart. I may need to learn those in case my phone gets confiscated. But you get what I'm saying. Anyway, let me get back to Trump real quick because I'm going to run out of time. They're telling us that the Republicans didn't like him, that they were bewildered by the ex-president. And I can play you clips of them clapping for this man over and over and over. I played a clip earlier in another broadcast where I heard like one boo, but the rest of these people were standing ovation. And when he would say certain things, they loved it. And you know what they loved best about him? He gave actual answers. He didn't avoid questions. Gotta leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.